Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary taste with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Do amazing with Total Wireless. Get an unlimited talk, text, and data plan for $25 per month. 1 gig at high speed, then 2G. Total Wireless, do amazing. A month equals 30 days. Terms and conditions at totalwireless.com.
All right, summer is in full swing, and I know everybody is busy out there traveling, seeing friends. I'm partying a little bit, and I don't plan on being home for a long time. And sometimes it's hard to, you know, get the motivation to work out. But with Obey Fitness, it's so easy because you can work out anywhere. So Obey Fitness is a streaming platform that offers daily live classes and more than 6,000 on-demand classes. And they have everything, including Sculpt, Strength, HIIT, yoga, Pilates, bar, and so much more. I have really been on the bar train lately because it's low impact and it is really my kind of workout. And when you join Obey, you'll join a community of amazing instructors and other members who are always there to cheer you on. Obey classes can be done anywhere, and they even have a travel hub collection of classes that require zero equipment or at most just a suitcase or a towel. Now you can bring Obey wherever you go. So go to obeyfitness.com and use code LadyGang to get 1 month free. Again, that's obeyfitness.com and use code LadyGang to get 1 month free.
Welcome to the Lady Gang. You're about to listen to our podcast, but there is so much more our community has to offer. Follow us at the Lady Gang, join our secret Facebook group, shop our clothing line, books, and find out when we're going to be in your city at theladygang.com. We're so excited you're here. Enjoy the show.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin here with Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight.
Hello.
It's Turner and Hooch Week. It's Turner and Hooch Week.
Oh, that was really gorgeous.
Wow, Kelty.
Really gorgeous, our beautiful Brooke. She's making her first appearance today on Turner and Hooch. Turner and Hooch, episode 3 towards the end. Not a huge scene, but that's okay.
Your singing just reminded me of Kristen Wiig when she sings. Which character is it on Saturday Night Live that sings?
Oh, damn it. This, the Walmart, the Target lady or whatever.
I
haven't watched Saturday Night Live in about 2 decades.
So good. Okay, well, on that note, it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
I'll go first because I can tell neither of you bitches are ready.
Thank you. I'm ready, but go ahead.
My good week is that it's my episode of Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch, we're so bad.
Play it again.
You're
no, please
great
don't.
Actress, someone get her a guest starring Emmy.
So I've had a
exist.
I've had it does exist actually.
Great.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Fun fact: Gwyneth Paltrow won a guest star Emmy for Glee. Yeah, I've had a few messages being like, I thought you said you were in this show and you're not.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, really?
You're a liar. Are you just a background actor and you said you're in the show? And I'm like, well, kind of borderline, yes, but I do get
paid extra.
I do get to speak this week. So you guys are going to meet my character on Turner and Hooch, and I need you to blow up social media because mama needs another job.
We need posts. We need tags. We need hashtags.
Yes.
If you
need
lady singers getting together and promoing the shit out of it.
Amen. At Disney headquarters, feel free to go out there and pick it and say, we need more Becca. Okay. That's exciting. Here's my bad week.
So I changed my phone number, my cell phone number, about 7 years ago. I had a New York 917 number, which I still regret kind of getting rid of, except for the fact that I could
literally take out the trash and basically just wipe away my life and start anew, which
nice.
Who doesn't want
no new friends, you know,
no new friends and some no old friends.
Yeah. No old friends. No friends. So,
literally no one.
Literally no one. I didn't do any kind of, hey guys, I'm changing my number. I didn't do a mass text. I just told the people I wanted to tell, which was like six people.
Savage.
It was savage of me. And I was in a very savage place in my life. Mm-hmm. So I'm at a wedding. I'm at Jenna Ushkowitz's wedding, which was glorious and beautiful and amazing. And we'll talk about it another time because I don't want to spoil anything for any exclusives she might be doing. Mm-hmm. But I was there and I ran into a girl that I met when I first moved to LA, and she's so great. She's lovely. She owns that clothing line, Show Me Your Moo Moo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Tammy is her name. And she and I took a photo together, like a selfie together at the wedding to send to a friend. And so she's like, oh, I'm going to send this to Odette and I'll put you on the text. She runs up to me about 30 minutes later and she goes, oh my God, did you change your number? I go, since I've known you, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. And she picks up the phone. And she's like, is it 917? I said, oh no, that's my old number. And she said, this guy is pissed. He hates you because I am definitely the first person who has texted him with thinking it's you. And it's been going on for years.
Yeah.
Poor person.
Wait, why? I feel like there are enough phone numbers in the world to not have to repeat and give somebody an old one.
I think the problem is that most people that change their numbers tell everybody in their phone book, mostly, right? Mm-hmm. But they should have waited. You should have to tell AT&T, you know what? I'm not telling anybody I'm changing my number. Let's retire this number like I'm Michael Jordan. Like, don't let anybody else have this number for the rest of time.
At least for a few years. Like, let all the stragglers get a green text bubble and fade off into
get the stragglies out.
So let me read you the text that he sent back.
Oh,
And not to mention, he now has my photo. Because it was a selfie.
Yeah, that's creepy. I'm sure it's not the first photo that he's received. No.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay, so it says, I'm praying for you. Please stop harassing me. I blocked you both, but you'll just call back or text or try to FaceTime me with a different number. I can tell.
Oh my God.
Wait. Oh, they think you're like a psycho.
Yeah. So I'm so sorry to this person. But
oh my God. That sucks.
Oh, man.
That guy needs to change his number. Like that's the only like appropriate thing to do in a situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just nervous of how many photos he has of me at this point. And if he's put it together, you know,
I wonder
what I'm saying?
He's gotten like a dick pic, you know?
I don't think there's any people in my life who would be sending me dick pics. It would be super weird.
That would be very odd.
Actually, I just thought of one person who could have been doing that this whole
from
time.
The past. Because you changed it before you started dating Zach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was probably like a dick pic floating around there. God.
Mm. She was hot enough to get a dick pic. Nobody wants to mind me. Who's next?
I'll go. My good week is I posted a picture recently in a Becca dress and the people loved it.
Yep.
You know, like I didn't think, you know, I thought maybe my Instagram really thrived off of showing the jack parts of my body that like I really love doing, but I got 10,000 likes on that bad boy. People loved it.
Listen, there's a method to my madness. You really leave them wanting more. They like it because they wonder what's underneath it.
I know. I need like a little bit of like mystique in my life. Yeah.
Well,
you know,
I think it's a dress that others can wear.
That's
so
true.
Many of the Jack outfits attainable. I appreciate, but I'm not sure that it's for me.
Right.
But this was every.
Because you're like, I have pubic hair, so I actually can't wear that.
My vagina would fall out of that.
Actually,
skirt.
That is the worst thing I've ever said. I don't have pubic hair.
Okay. You're right.
It's gone.
God.
I didn't want to picture that. But it's like, this was so relatable. And I saw the comments and people were like, who made the dress?
I've never had so many people ask about.
Oh, Kelty, are you in the middle of something?
Sorry.
Therapy?
Therapy?
No.
I've never had so many people ask about a dress before. Now I won't be starting to dress like that, Becca. So don't worry. I'm not going to copy all of your clothes.
Thrill me.
Oh, well, I'm not, but, I did have to wear that dress because we did, we filmed some video content for a sponsor, and it was probably the first time that I actually dressed appropriately for,
that you're really grown.
Something that we needed to get paid for, you know, like wore a bra.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say there may have been a bra hiding under there.
There may have been. So
there was a bra?
Oh, wow. No, there wasn't a bra. It was thick enough to not wear a bra, but I'm growing up. So that's my good week.
Aww, she's so old. Proud of you.
My bad week is I was recently out of town and I ordered a hat to be delivered to the Airbnb that I was staying at. And this place that I ordered it from usually had, or they have, 2-day shipping that is guaranteed to get there. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to get there when I arrived. It got there late after I had left. Now, I thought that it would be just as easy to contact the Airbnb and ask if the other people could possibly, Jared could go pick it up because he was still in town. Mm-hmm. They pretended like it was never delivered and they stole my hat.
No.
And it was a $100 hat and I can't get a refund.
What kind of hat is it?
It was a lack of color, terry oversized bucket hat.
I can get you one of those for $10 on Poshmark.
That is true.
That's rude. Do you know who's staying there? Because you could probably find it on their Instagram, them wearing your hat.
I probably cut. How many people have a baby blue terry oversized bucket hat in Phoenix?
Exactly.
Oh, it was in Phoenix. You're
assholes.
But why did you have an Airbnb in Phoenix?
Well, because Jared moved. So we went with a group of people. So there, it was like we got a big house that we're all staying at. But I'm like, dude, it's gone. Somebody stole it. They straight up lied and said it never got delivered. And I had a picture of it getting delivered to the house. So I lost a bucket hat. I'm really sad about it. But I'm sure people out there are stoked that I don't have another bucket hat.
I personally am stoked.
You're a good week. Kelty?
Okay. My bad week is something happened. This is by proxy. It's actually happened to me, but by proxy. Okay. That doesn't make sense. I had a situation that I think happens a lot, and I just want to point it out. I have a friend who dated someone long-term, like a decade. Mm-hmm. And the whole time they were together, this man was like, I don't ever want to get married. I don't believe in marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They broke up. It's been a couple years. Mm-hmm. He's engaged.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what happens.
That, mm-hmm.
Like immediately, huh?
Immediately. Yep. Like they've barely been dating.
Yep.
And like for 10 years, you were like, I don't believe in marriage. And then all of a sudden you meet new person and date them for a year and you all of a sudden are like ready to get married. It's bananas. And I think that is just such an odd thing that happens.
Trash.
Well, yeah, I think it happens a lot though.
But why? Because they just
it's all timing.
Because they're not. Well, I think also it's like me. They obviously weren't with the right person, or else if they actually do believe in marriage and did
right,
you know what I mean. It just like wasn't the right person. But they're too much of a pussy to actually break up.
No, remember we had someone come on and say when the woman meets the right man, it's all about who meeting the right person is when she's ready to get married. I'm butchering this.
Yeah.
But then for men, it's
the right
timing.
The timing.
So it's like musical chairs for men. When the music stops, it's just whoever they're f***ing with.
That's yes. It was Brian Howie that said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I fully believe this because you don't hear about this happening a lot with women, you know, who are with a guy forever and ever and ever and ever and tell him they don't want to marry him. And then they go off and marry someone the next day.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's always men. He just wasn't ready. So she met him too early in his life.
Yep.
And it's just ships passing in the night.
Crazy. All right. Here's my good week. So, you know, I get a lot. Well, I get a lot of negative comments on my Instagram and a lot of mean critiques. And people are always like, why do you focus so much on the mean stuff? And I was like, you're right. So I'm going to focus on something positive. I got the nicest message from a woman named Katie, who's in the Lady Gang. She goes,
great.
Hey, Kelty, I know you get a lot of critiques about Lady Gang, so I wanted to take some time to compliment you. I absolutely love everything y'all are doing with Lady Gang. I listen and re-listen to a Lady Gang episode almost every single day because you make me so happy. Keep doing what you're doing. I can't wait for the next book.
Cute.
Thank you so much. That is nice.
Katie, that's so nice. And I love that. And feel free to send me more of that kind of positivity because I'm open and ready.
Speaking of positivity, Vanessa Lungi's pulled us miniature tarot cards and she's sending me what they mean. Should we let the audience know what has happened up until this point?
Yeah.
So we've interviewed Josh and Vanessa for Turner and Hooch Week. It's on Disney Plus. Please go and watch it right now. And Vanessa, I'm not going to tell you what kind of tarot cards, but they're special tarot cards and she's very into them. And we finished the interview and we signed off and she sent me a picture. She pulled each of us a card, a tarot card. Okay. And here they are. She wrote down our names and
pointed. Oh my gosh, she's so cute.
She's the cutest human on the freaking planet. Kelty.
Yep. I'm getting ready to Google my card.
No, she gave me an explanation.
Oh.
Wheel of Fortune. Destiny, change, of course. Whether day or night, the wheel of fortune is always in motion. Some call it fate, others destiny. It's possible to go for months or years without feeling its presence. But when this card appears, the eye of the wheel is fixed upon you. Don't be surprised if... Sorry, she keeps sending more information. Okay. Don't be surprised if there's a change, of course, heading your way, something you least expect. Whatever happens to you during this time, know that it is bringing you closer to your life's purpose.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Okay. Jack, would you like yours?
Yes.
Your card that was pulled is strength. Seems pretty self-explanatory, but let me go into detail.
What does it mean?
Mastery of emotions. It's common to think of this card as the roaring, devouring side of the lion. But look again, the strength this card suggests is much deeper. It's a much deeper force that's found within. The lion represents our most patient, composed self. He's master of focus, compassion, and self-control. When this card comes up, you're in need of harnessing this power for yourself. Mm. All the courage you need can be found in the muscle known as your heart.
Oh, okay.
And let me read mine. Temperance. Healing renewal. The great blue heron remains calm and peaceful as she blends the opposing elements of fire and water. The temperance card asks you to be a moderator, much like the heron. Focus on cooperation and compromise. If you've been excessive in one aspect of your life, practice self-restraint and moderation now. You'll find a new sense of healing and balance from bringing a little harmony back into your life. That one was boring.
I liked Kelty's.
Kelty's was great.
I'm feeling that vibe too.
Love that.
You are. You're in the eye of the wheel.
In the fucking wheel, baby. It's
been the eye.
Finally landed on fame and fortune, and I'm headed that way. See you there, Turner and Hooch. When we come back, the stars of Turner and Hooch get with their reoccurring guest star, Becca Tobin.
Hello, hello, hello. Once again, it's time to collect this week's lady secrets for our new project. And we need you, our lady listeners, to send in. You know, we're here at the Lady Gang. We're trying to make you feel less alone. We want you to cleanse your dingy little soul and get rid of the things that are making you feel shameful in your car when you're singing along to Olivia Rodrigo, okay? And so this week's theme is revenge. Have you had revenge sex? Have you done something real sneaky that nobody knows about? Have you burnt someone's house down? Have you keyed a car? Have you called their mom and anonymously let them know that her son is a boy? Like, what have you done that is so revengeful, so spiteful, so cold that you couldn't even tell your best friends about it? Write us an essay at theladysecrets.com. You can submit completely anonymously. We can't even track you. Or you can call our phone number. 1-844-SEXY-LADY, 1-844-SXY-LADY. I can't believe we have that phone number. Leave us a voicemail, cleanse your soul, tell us your deepest, darkest secrets, and we're going to get the best ones and put them in a collection. So can't wait, you little revengeful bitch.
One of my favorite things in the entire world is coffee, and not just any coffee. I am talking about Starbucks. We all freaking love Starbucks, and that's why I am so excited about their Starbucks Triple Shot Energy. It's extra strength coffee beverage in a can. So each can has 225 milligrams of caffeine. That is extra strength, and they're offered in classic flavors and now in zero sugar. So they give you the energy that you need to do the things that matter to you. And for me, that's honestly mostly waking up in the morning. So they have four core flavors: vanilla, dark roast, cafe mocha, and my favorite recently is the caramel. And then two zero sugar flavors, black and vanilla. They each have zero sugar and they're dairy free. So if you need energy to do the things that you love, whether for me that's podcasting, getting up in the morning to do any sort of work, or going out at night, I always reach for Starbucks Triple Shot Energy. So what gives you energy? Find your Starbucks Triple Shot Energy online or at your local store.
Do amazing with Total Wireless, because when you move to Total Wireless, you can get an unlimited plan with incredible devices. Now with 5G available in 2,700 plus cities, capable device and SIM required. Get our best deal ever with an unlimited talk, text, and data plan for $25 per month per line for 4 lines with 100 gigs of shared high-speed data, then 2G, which can save you up to $80 each month when compared to comparable 4-line postpaid plans from the leading carrier. All of this on the network more Americans depend on. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Visit totalwireless.com/coverage/check for more detailed coverage info. Plus, when you move to Total Wireless, you can get the latest devices like the newest smartphones and even hotspots to keep you connected to what matters the most, all with no contract. Discover us at totalwireless.com today. Total Wireless, do amazing. A month equals 30 days. A 30-day cycle for shared family data plans begins on the day of the first line or device is activated. Any lines or devices activated later in the first 30-day cycle will receive only the number of days remaining in that cycle. Savings claim excludes taxes, fees, auto pay discounts, and limited time pricing. Source competitor websites, April 2021.
So summer is in full swing and we're all so busy traveling and seeing friends and family, thank goodness, that it's hard to find time and motivation to get your fitness in. But Obey makes it happen. Obey Fitness is a streaming platform offering daily live classes and more than 6,000 on-demand classes, including Sculpt, Strength, HIIT, Yoga, Pilates, Bar, and so much more. Obey not only delivers the variety of fitness content you crave, but also the results you want to see. When you join Obey, you also join an amazing community of instructors and other members who are always there to cheer you on. It is seriously the most fun you'll ever have while working out. Start your free trial today at obeyfitness.com and use code LadyGang to get 1 month free. Obey classes can be done anywhere. They even have a travel hub collection of classes that require zero equipment or at the most just a suitcase or a towel. Now you can bring the Obey Burn anywhere you go. Go over to obeyfitness.com, code LadyGang.
This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Starbucks Triple Shot, the extra strength coffee beverage in a can. What gives you energy? Find your Starbucks Triple Shot energy online or at your local store.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
He is the child star with a glow up that would make J-Lo jealous. Like us, he's a People's Choice Award loser. But unlike us, he has 11 million followers on Instagram and has been successful on TV for over 2 decades, starring in Drake and Josh, The Mindy Project, Fuller House, and now as the star U.S. Marshal Scott Turner 2 in the sequel series Turner and Hooch on Disney+. She is Canadian.
Yeah.
Screen Actor Award nominee who has appeared on American Dreams, Glee, and is now starring as Erica on Turner and Hooch and trying to steal our Brooks. Man, it's not okay. We already are so mad at her if she wasn't so darn cute. Welcome to the first cast reunion of the newly iconic Disney Plus series Turner and Hooch, Josh Peck and Vanessa Lenges.
Yay.
Yay.
Welcome. Ooh.
I was saying to Vanessa Josh that, so I've only seen the first episode because I didn't watch the new one last night, but I really wanted to hate Erica because I'm Team Brooke and I'm like, this is like a Janice Aniston Jolie thing for me. I'm like, I'm getting the tank top, like Team Brooke, Team Brooke. But then you guys are so cute together that I'm like, ugh, maybe Becca shouldn't stick around for season two. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's your only selfish desire is to keep her all to yourself. And who could blame you? Because I would feel the same. But yeah, you know what's incredible is there, I don't want to spoil anything, but there perhaps could be a love triangle between Brooke and Scott and Erica. And I think you're rooting, I think the only person you're not rooting for in that is Scott at the end of the day. Like, you really love both of their characters.
He's being humble because Vanessa and I can both attest to the fact that the only reason this show works is because Josh Peck is playing the lead in this show. Is that accurate, Vanessa?
It is 100% true, if not more. if whoever is good at math can figure out how that's possible, it is possible. I actually think about the love triangle that when Erica sees Brooke for the first time, she's a little turned on. She's like, oh, okay, gorgeous person with the perfect skin and the gorgeous hair. Like, I think there's things, possibilities yet to be realized.
Oh wow. We're going there.
I don't know why when I heard love triangle, I actually did think that. I was like, this is nice and progressive. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Has anyone heard from Tom Hanks?
Not at all. Only 100% not at all. And I wonder if like he and Rita had like a great meal one night and they were like, you want to just see, like, let's just see what they did.
Yeah.
Let's try it. And they flipped on Disney Plus. Of course they have one of those fancy remotes that controls like 38 things, and those remotes never work, but they're super expensive. And he's like, God damn it, Rita, I can't get Disney Plus on. But eventually they do, and then maybe he thought it was cute.
But like, we really, why hasn't he called?
This is very bizarre. You would think that at least he would be a little bit interested and be like, send a little bit of love, you know?
I mean,
does he know about it?
Yeah,
he has to know about it.
He knows. He talked about it on Colbert.
Oh, he did?
Oh.
What did he say?
He acknowledged.
Well, there was no like he sent you a cute flower arrangement on your first day and set with like a dog collar around the vase and was like, take it away, new Scott Turner.
Number two.
I think he would have if he had our numbers or like any way to contact us. Like,
let's,
I
don't just think give your numbers.
Exactly. Let's just tell our numbers and somebody will get that to Tom Hanks and then he'll call us and he'll, you know, praise us and say how disappointed he was that he didn't get to be in the first season. Can't wait for the second season. You know, the whole thing.
Well, so but he's dead.
That's right.
You can say.
He's dead. Yeah. No, he's. Yeah.
Oh, he's
Is
dead
that why you haven't show. Heard from him? He's pissed.
Maybe. Maybe he's so method. He's method.
He thinks it's going to throw off Josh's performance if he calls as his father figure.
Yeah. And freak him out.
Josh won't be as good in the next season because he'll have spoken to his father.
There it is. That's okay,
one it more out. Hollywood possibility. Is Tom Hanks so hard up for a job that he's secretly pissed off they killed him off because he was hoping to be on the series as Scott Turner Sr.
Right.
Very possible. Yeah. I like where your head's at. Let's just think about how much fun that he would have. I mean, granted, you know, he likes to go to islands for, you know, 8 months with Robert Zemeckis. Like the roles he picks are very hard, mm-hmm. but he could come reprise his role mm-hmm. in Vancouver, Canada. We have great catering. He'd have a great time with us. It'd be low pressure.
Very really good. Come for the food for sure.
Could you so imagine? Low pressure that he's actually dead. He's not even in the series. He's coming to hug Josh and be out.
He could be a ghost. You know,
I agree.
You got a little twist.
Yeah.
I like a flashback moment.
Flashbacks.
Could we do a flashback season that takes place in 2000 and we all play, like Vanessa, you and I will both be 14, but we'll be ourselves.
Obsessed.
And
we won't
acknowledge it.
It's like Pen 15. You have like a head full of wrinkles. You're like, I'm 13.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm just surprised about the Tom Hanks because, I mean,
Kelty cannot give her.
Right, no. I'm just going to say, cause he's so nice. Like everyone knows Tom Hanks is freaking nice. And Josh, you're so nice that it's like the niceness of that friendship, but it doesn't matter because we have John Stamos, like Tom Hanks, John Stamos is your best friend. He came to your premiere. Do you know how expensive it is to get John Stamos to leave his house?
Josh, have you ever had anybody hate you at work?
At work, yeah, for sure. I think there was definitely a run between 17 and 21 where I was like, not the greatest leader. Because it was like coming off of Drake and Josh and like having been, had my name in a show for 5 years. And so I think I assumed that every experience was going to be like that, where you just walked on like the big kahuna on the set. And then I was quickly reminded that like, no, you're the seventh lead in this Judd Apatow movie, and just go back to your trailer and wait for us to call you, you idiot.
So humbling.
What movie were you on that you were seventh lead in Judd Apatow?
It's called Jobit Taylor. I'm not great in it, but it's a cute movie. Oh, Owen Wilson.
I'm not great in it.
That's what I'm going to start saying from now on. Yeah. Turn on Disney Plus. I come on episode 3. I'm not great in it, but it's a good show.
Oh, you're so great. I really like, it's funny because I don't think we're giving, maybe I'm sort of giving something away, but like your character is so like specific, because she's like, we know from the first two episodes that there was like this girl that Scott's been hopelessly in love with, and perhaps she didn't feel the same way, or they kind of went in different directions. And then we meet you, and everyone that I've met that's seen those episodes, they immediately go like, who is that? I'm like, that's Becca Tobin. She's awesome.
Thank you so much. Well, speaking of awesome, Vanessa Lenges.
Well, Vanessa and Josh and Becca, I would love for you to speak about the weird mouthwash.
I do some kissing on the show.
No G, just kissing.
I will not say if it was with dog or woman.
Human.
when it was with Hooch, I just actually had to put chicken baby food on my face to entice him to come near me. But when it was with a real life human, now with COVID, you have to, before every single kiss, before every take, you have to use a special hydrogen peroxide mouthwash, swish for no less than 30 seconds, and then spit into a bucket that some like really hardworking PA is holding. And they're like, this is not a part of my job description. and it's so, you know, when you get to kiss someone, when you're like, you know, first acting and you're like a teenager, you're like, this is dope. But eventually, like when people are married and stuff, I mean, if you're not a creep, you're just kind of like, this is weird. And then the mouthwash before makes it even weirder.
It's so clinical. It just sterilizes the whole situation.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm not mad about it. I feel like it's like probably a really great way to just keep things as sterile as possible between married people.
How does that even work? I have questions.
Can I pose a question to Vanessa and Becca about having to kiss, you know, throughout your career, having to kiss someone on screen? Have there ever been like aggressive kissers or weird kissers?
Ew.
I thought I was so outside of the cool kid circle and the normal people who kissed each other. And when I started acting and then realized that like eventually I would get, my characters might get to kiss humans, I was the creep who was secretly so excited about that. It took so much of the pressure off of me. And so one of my favorite parts about my job is that I get to kiss humans regularly, whether they be like soft kissers or aggressive hard kissers. Like I like variety, you know. I want that spectrum. I want to try it all. And so I think that that's my take on it. Just wanted that to be known.
Wow, I love your honesty. This is amazing. I haven't actually had any awful experiences with kissing. I feel like everybody that I've kissed has been totally respectful, either gay or in a relationship, and not the creepy kind in a relationship, like actually happily in a relationship. So I've been very lucky, I feel like.
Wait, Josh, can we tell you something that Becca said about you that's like so nice?
Oh God, what is this?
No, so this is really sweet. So if she's playing a love, like if she's in love with someone on a show or something, she tries to fall in love with them a little bit because then it's like believable. And she was like Josh, like I love that he loved his family and was like a great guy and loved his kid. And like, so like there are elements where the love is real because she respects you and like just like loves you, you know, like, isn't that so sweet?
Oh, that's so,
like she
that's
does research so nice. And finds out the reasons.
The research. It's just
she gets to know them.
You sound like such a creep.
I'm sorry.
She stalks them.
No, it's that
I have to find things about the person that are easily lovable and like admirable qualities, so that when you're
And it's not hard when it's somebody who's actually a good person, but I've had situations where I've had to be in love with somebody who has not been as easy. And it's, you just have to look for the things you love about them. Like, do you, either of you do that when you have a love interest?
I think I totally agree with you. Although the love that I get, I like to get a really sort of shallow crush on the person, oh. Like where all of a sudden I just think like, oh, what, like, you know, when you're just like in that early stage where you're falling for someone and everything they do is adorable.
Yes.
And I just try to like get to that place where I'm like, wow, that's so, because like, I knew instantly with really, we were so lucky with this cast, but you know, especially you, Becca and Vanessa, I was like, and I've known Vanessa for like 15 years. I'm like, I know deep down, like these are good people who like I can respect and I would want to be friends with even if we weren't working together. But like, look at the way she chews a carrot. That's adorable. Like, it was like that kind of stuff where I was like, oh, that just, you know, that makes your heart flutter a little bit.
Oh, that's cute.
That is really cute.
Oh, and Vanessa, everything Vanessa Lenges does is cute. So it's like overload.
No, she's so cute on the show.
Let me tell you something about Vanessa Lenges, everybody. She is the quirkiest person you'll ever meet in your whole life. I think Josh would agree with this. It's so genuine. Like, Vanessa doesn't wake up every day and think, I'm going to be adorably quirky today and make everyone around me giggle and light up like sunshine. She just does. She's not trying. She is a collector of miniature things.
Oh my God, so I love this.
She also traveled to Vancouver with said miniature things. So it's furniture. It's not for dolls. Do not be mistaken. It's actual items that people collect. It's like miniature tables and tea sets and trees. What do you do with them?
I set them up and I look at them and it brings me a lot of joy.
I love this so much.
And it's usually like designer furniture. Like, it's tiny miniature versions of things that you've seen and like in real life. And I also like little food too, especially if it's very, very well done, so that if you were to take a picture of it, you'd think, oh, that's a plate of sushi that I had at dinner the other night.
Do you watch these, or two questions?
Yeah.
Do you watch the videos on Instagram where they like cook with all the little miniature things? And do you do that? Do you make like a tiny plate of pasta that's that big?
I have a little plate of steak with gravy and asparagus and these little knives and forks, and they're so cute. And I put it on this little trunk. It's like this, it looks like, you know, your grandpa's trunk. And I also have like miniature tarot cards with like little cats on them, and they're all the major arcana cards. And so you could actually pull cards, but they're tiny, tiny, tiny.
I love you so much.
Oh my God.
There you have it, guys. I mean, wow. I didn't even sell her short.
You didn't prepare me for that. I'll tell you that right now. I'm basically crying. I realize that I'm boring. I have no I collect nothing small.
No.
She's going to start, though. I have a feeling in like a week, Kelty's going to have a whole collection of miniature things.
I have prepared a special game for all four of our remaining members of the panel to play called Bout That Becca. And when we come back, the game is fucking on.
This feels like an uber appropriate time to talk to you guys about the European Wax Center, because I just walked out their doors about 15 minutes ago. I got my standard Brazilian bikini wax underarms. I'm obsessed because I don't have to think about it during the summertime. If I want to throw on a bikini, I'm always ready and my skin feels amazing. Here at the Lady Gang, we always strive to be our best. And when you visit the European Wax Center, you get the best by the best. European Wax Center's certified wax specialists are expertly trained in prepping, protecting, and pampering your skin. And did you know that the experts in wax, European Wax Center is also the expert in skin. Their all new line of products are specifically designed to pair with waxing. That's right. I'm obsessed with their products, specifically the masks that you can use on your bikini line. Yep. Game changer. New products make the best wax even better. And when you do over 7.5 million bikinis a year, they know what they're doing and you know you're getting the best. Safety and security have always been their priority. And now they've added enhanced health and hygiene measures for extra confidence and care. European Wax Center is so confident you'll love their services and products. They're offering the first time guests their first wax free. So visit waxcenter.com to book your reservation today and check out the new line of products. Remember, your first wax is free.
Okay, imagine this. Having the freedom of being your own boss and running a business that best suits your lifestyle and schedule. Well, with Helium 10, you can. Helium 10 is an all-in-one software suite designed to help people just like you launch, build, and manage a profitable business on Amazon. So Helium 10 is like a business in a box. It has all the tools and training to guide your journey to personal and financial independence. No invention or big idea required. Helium 10 will find you the right product to sell and handle so many other aspects of your business. Plus, the startup costs for launching a business on Amazon are much smaller than you'd think, a fraction of what other ventures might require. You know, we have maybe been working with Helium 10 a little bit about maybe launching some products on Amazon because everybody uses Amazon. So work when you want and wherever you want. Take advantage of this incredible offer from Helium 10. Get 50% off your first month of a Helium 10 Platinum account when you go to helium10.com/lady. That's helium10.com/lady. Don't wait. Get 50% off your first month. Go to helium10.com/lady.
Okay, has this ever happened to you? You need to see a doctor, you search and you find one that looks good, you wait on hold to book your appointment forever, you rearrange your schedule, and when you finally go in, you find out that this doctor doesn't even take your insurance? Yep, it sucks, but there's a solution. Download the free ZocDoc app, the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance, read verified patient reviews, and book an appointment in person or video chat. Never wait on hold with a receptionist again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whether you need a primary care physician, dentist, dermatologist, psychiatrist, eye doctor, or specialist, ZocDoc has you covered. Go to ZocDoc.com/lady, download the ZocDoc app, and sign up for free. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I am one of them. It's my go-to whenever I need to see a doctor. So head over there. It's the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/lady and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor right now. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/lady.
Man, oh man, if I could tell all the Lady Gang members to hop on one deal at Lady Gang, it's to get Nutrafol in your life. Both Chris and I are taking it. I know Becca takes it too. I know Jack takes it too. Nutrafol is an amazing product. I take four every night. I have them sitting right by my toothbrush before I brush my teeth and go to bed. I take four, and I can't even describe in words other than the pictures that I know you see on how much this has helped my hair. It's clinically shown to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding through all of the stages in life. So if your hair loss is postpartum, hormones, stress, thyroid thing like me, it's just an incredible product. And you can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering our promo code LADY to save $15 off your first month subscription. It's the best offer anywhere and is only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code LADY.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
So the game today is called Bout That Becca. Becca is the sash that connects all of our robes. She is the water in all of our vases. She is the connecting force of all of us here on
the grout between our tiles.
Wow. She's the grout between our tiles. She is the ruler in our collection of minis.
That's right.
What?
You know?
She's the scale.
So we have Josh, Vanessa, Jack, and Becca today. And so Jack and Vanessa and Josh are going to be playing to know who knows Becca the best. Who knows about that Becca best? So I'm going to ask a question. Becca is going to write down her answer and what her truth is. And you are all going to try to match Becca. Okay.
Hot.
Okay. Hot. Here we go. First question. Becca, about that Becca, question one. Bing. We don't have like the money for a sound effect, so that was it. Becca is at craft services. What will she grab?
Answers down.
So hard because it was COVID. You couldn't go together. I mean, take your best guess. Okay, Becca, what do you get at craft services?
Okay, let me just say this is a tough one because I did not have long days at Turner and Hooch, so I could usually not snack or eat.
You didn't snack.
I didn't.
How? And you'd go home because she would make these wraps. She loves a wrap. She's a wrap queen. And we all know that.
Oh my God. And the weirdest fucking wrap you've ever seen in your life. She's like, let me take this tomato and this grape and I'll wrap it up.
Okay.
One time she was like, I just had the most delicious cinnamon bun. And I was like, well, it's about time.
So Becca, it's what's true. Your answer?
Okay, well, here's the thing. If I'm going to get anything, if I'm not like eating, I'm usually going to get some kind of candy.
Okay.
Oh, the sugar is going to keep me up.
Jack?
I just had salad and a protein because that's what Beck always gets from a restaurant.
Okay, that's terrible. Vanessa?
Salad and a protein.
I don't know.
What does it say?
No snacks. Okay. No snacks. Well, I would say that you're all right about my
but
eating.
But that's no fun. No points have been given in this round. Josh, what is your official answer? No snacks?
I was wrong. No, I because I know she's healthy. So I went veggie hummus. And then in a last ditch effort, I was like, soup queen? But I knew she doesn't eat. No,
gross. Josh,
soup.
Who eats soup?
Soup is delicious.
I know.
Not at work.
Work in a costume food.
Everyone costume was talking food. About the freaking soup.
There was a lot of soup on set.
It was cold, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're in Canada. It's a winter food.
Yeah,
it's hard to get a fresh veggie there.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. It's true.
About that Becca question too. Becca is on set. She does not know her lines. Oof. Why?
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 Because they switch scenes on her last minute.
Ooh, good answer. Good answer. Vanessa?
I didn't know that was an option.
My answer, I said because they changed things and didn't tell her because that was what happened a lot.
Okay, thank Jack, you. Why doesn't Becca know her lines?
I don't even know that this is an option. I don't even know how sets work.
Okay, great answer,
unfair,
Becca.
Unfair advantage.
So what did you say? I was hungover, Jack?
I was going to say accidentally hungover, actually.
Yeah, I knew it. I do get accidental hangovers. They are brutal. I didn't get them on this show because there was nothing to f***ing do. Okay, well, here's the thing. Normally,
let me say it official. Becca is on set. She doesn't know her lines. Why?
Not on this project, but if I don't know my lines on set, it's usually because they suck. And it's hard to memorize shitty lines. When lines are written poorly, it's very hard to get into my brain. That was not the case on this. But the answer was, I always know my lines.
Yeah. Oh. No matches. Zinger. No matches here. The so far, we have no points, Lady Gang. No points. Turn on Hooch. Nobody knows Becca. She is.
No one knows.
I would Becca say Josh who? And Vanessa are right, though, because there were a few times I did not know my lines as well as I wanted to because they did switch the scenes around on me. So yeah. I think they should get points.
Okay. They'll get no points because I'm the boss. Next question.
You're a dick.
Uh-huh. Becca, you text Becca on the way to set. And you're like, do you want a Starbucks? And she says, yes. What is Becca's Starbucks order?
This is hard because Vanessa and Josh were both bigger stars on the show. And the stars don't get the recurring guest stars. copies.
That can be their answer. This is what I slid in for you, girl. I feel like you know this. I feel like Jack knows this.
Jack, okay. We've done this before. She's
I know. Like, just go through your text. What is Becca's Starbucks order? Jack, why don't you start?
An iced almond milk latte.
Very good.
Great choice.
It would have been hot.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say a hot oat milk latte.
Okay.
I literally remember Becca's answer when I guessed that oat milk has too many calories.
Carbohydrates.
See?
Okay. Not calories.
Wow. Or whatever. Do you even want to like try
tomato
to put,
tomato.
I feel like she already gave it away. So, you know, use your Spidey skills.
Josh
here.
Is like a cigarette.
Okay. So the reality is I don't have Becca's number, so we can't text, but we did talk over Instagram when we did need to message.
There you go. We
Wait,
did.
Becca usually likes number? To get her coffee orders through Instagram.
I love coffee through Instagram.
I DM'd direct. You my coffee order and I can't believe
you didn't get it.
You didn't show up with my hot almond milk
latte.
All right. One point for Jack.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Just two more. Well, she didn't get the full thing, but she was closest.
Fine.
I'm going to, and you know what? There's favoritism here because I'm part of Lady Gang as well. Okay.
Jack's
next question.
Answering for the both of you. Yeah.
Two more questions. Here we go. It's those early I'm just like, see, I'm acting, I'm adding to them. Early morning call times on set are brutal. Becca's call time is 7 a.m. What time does she arrive?
You know what's funny, Kelty? The last time that we played this game, you've used both of these questions.
About Becca?
Yep.
You asked Lindsay, am I early, on time, or late?
Okay, well then, I guess let's see if Vanessa and Josh listened to the latest episode of Lady Gang, because then they would know the answer. And I think the answer is they have not yet. So if all's fair. All right, what time is Becca arriving, Josh?
I would say on time, dead on time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Vanessa?
And by the way, 7 a.m. is a late call time for Becca and Vanessa.
That's true. About 4 hours to make us look that mediocre. Or me. Not you, Vanessa. You're a beautiful princess.
Vanessa? Becca. What time does Becca come on set?
I'm going to go ahead and say 1 minute early.
Ooh, 1 minute. Have a knack, Jack? For driving in. Oh, Jack already knows.
On time.
Yeah. I have a real knack for getting places on the dot when I'm supposed to be there. So if one thing goes slightly wrong, I am late.
Mm.
That is it.
Yes.
All right. This is the last question, and I don't think I've used this one before. Josh, this one is, I'm handing to you to this on a silver platter. I feel like.
Thank you.
What Becca, is it like to kiss Becca?
No. Becca is a stingy motherfucker who won't tell anyone in the Lady Gang community what perfume she wears because she doesn't want us to copy her. So what does Becca smell like? Answers.
Wow. So
you got to write it down. Like, write down that answer.
Oh,
yep.
Never mind. Okay. I'm ready to write. I love writing.
Ready to write.
I love
Nothing's
writing.
Better than writing on a podcast, do you know, right, Josh?
Do you know I hold a, this is going to be great for audio. Yeah. That I hold a pencil like this because no one ever taught me the correct way.
Isn't that how I'm holding it?
No, like, I feel like you're supposed to do it like this.
Show
like
us?
You're like writing on parchment, like a Murder, She Wrote intro. But I write like this, like, because I didn't have a childhood, you know, because I'm a kid actor.
So you have it like from on set school?
Yeah. On set school, they're like, grab it.
Yeah, grab it in your fist and then just scribble.
A plus.
Did you
how many years of your
school, Josh?
Yeah, did you go to regular high school? What was your school situation?
Okay, so I went to performing arts high school till I was 14, and then I moved to California to do the Amanda Show and Drake and Josh. And here was the racket that kids TV had at this time. And you guys are getting the exclusive.
Exposé.
So, around 16 years old, they gently suggest that I get a GED or some kind of high school diploma, so that they no longer have to have a teacher on set and spend 3 hours of my total 10-hour day in school. And they say, we know a guy. He's in Silver Lake, and he's going to administer a GED test. And if you don't get it right, well, you're going to get it right.
What?
For $500, I graduated on a Saturday morning and no longer had to do school on set.
Wow.
It's interesting, right?
I mean, Lori Loughlin, I could never. That is like real shady. Did you wait? So you got a GED or you graduated high school?
Like GED.
Okay.
So you didn't get a GED. You have no education.
Because he knew a guy in Silver Lake.
Yeah. He just gave you the out of the GED prep book, like the practice test. And then you became a graduate of his high school, which is a one room apartment in Silver Lake.
Have you ever checked to see if this is actually a valid GED?
You know, they never ask. I've never been in a position to have to prove it.
Oh, wait, my God. I really hope Turner and Hooch is a hit.
Vanessa, did you get
me too.
You came to Hollywood. When did you?
You were four.
Yeah. What'd you do?
What did
I
you
got
do?
I got a GED from, they were like, this is the same school that Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears got their GEDs from. It's in Florida. And it was like correspondence. So I just had to do the test and then send it to them and then get the GED.
But you guys,
that.
What happened if you didn't want to keep acting?
Yeah,
as adults, like what are you supposed to do with your Silver Lake degree?
Probably like collect miniatures and sell them on.
Was there ever a period of time for either of you that you felt like you were not gonna act anymore? And did you feel like you even had the option to do that? Because like, what other what would Drake and Josh go do as adults if they were not on TV?
There's no option. That's how it gets you, because it's not just that. It's the ego, right? Because you're hiding in plain sight. So even if, like, at 25, I was like, you know what? My passion is real estate. Like, I'm still Josh from Drake and Josh, who's selling $2.4 million houses in Encino. Like, like, people are always going to be like, you know who my realtor is? Like, and that's hard on the old ego. So yeah, you're right. I made a deal that I couldn't go back on.
But you know who did? Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And he
what's
was
he
just
doing? He,
he was just recently photographed for the first time in a really long time.
Oh, he just went off the grid.
But he has a normal job. He, like, went back to graduate school or something. Like, he's
he was so cute. JTT.
JTT is so hot.
Man, the poster's on my wall.
What a dream. He was my number one for so long. Wow.
He auditioned for a part on American Dreams, and it threw me into a fit the whole week. And I begged the producers to let me be in the audition room. And I went into the audition room. I was 16 at the time, and I covered myself with a blanket. His whole audition, I actually didn't meet him or look at him. I was under a blanket.
Oh my God.
Because I was having too much of a fit, internal fit. I saw him peeking, like, I was peeking out of, like, a hole watching him under a blanket on a couch.
I wonder if he remembers.
I can't believe
this.
They let me do that. That is so unprofessional.
And is
I'm
this
sorry,
why he...
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. That's why he quit. He
was like,
I've had enough.
He left the business because you were a creep.
Oh my God.
He saw this blanket, like, shaking on the.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. So I did something when I watched Turner and Hooch that I would like all the Lady Gang listeners to do, which was I went on Instagram and I tagged and the story of me signing up for Disney Plus because I was influenced so much by Vanessa, Josh, and Becca that I wanted to be part of the Disney Plus family. So they got my money, and now I'm a Disney Plus subscriber because I just want to watch Turner and Hooch. And that's what I need all of you to do.
Should we do a giveaway? What we'll do is a compilation because we're all in different places.
Yeah.
We'll each record a video specially for you and we'll send it to you. But what you have to do, so this is the third, this is August 3rd right now. And the new episode of Turner and Hooch is out today. And spoiler, Brooke is introduced this episode probably towards the end. So don't get upset. But what you have to do is you have to do a story. You have to tag Disney Plus. You have to tag all of us. And Lady Gang. And then we're going to pick a winner.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
And it can't be me because I work here.
You can't be the winner.
She wishes.
You guys, I just adore both of you so much. Thank you for doing this.
Let us know if you hear from Tom. And we're so excited for you, Vanessa and Josh. You can watch Turner and Hooch on Disney and Plus, and it is so enjoyable. You guys don't even understand. We're so proud of our Becca. We're so proud of Brooke, and we will
see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.